Hi, thank you so much for coming today. My name is Danielle Nolan, but I go by Donnie, and I work at George Mason University, which is about an hour south from here in Northern Virginia. So just a quick story. I came to George Mason as a student. I had no idea what I wanted to study, but I found out there was a garden, and I just fell in love, and I threw myself into the career. I saved the garden club at Mason. I was the only leader as a student. I volunteered at the greenhouse, and so when I graduated, they hired me to start a greenhouse program. The reason is because we already had a garden, but we were unable to serve the produce grown in the garden in the dining halls. Because of food safety concerns, there was no fence around the garden, there's soil, we use our own compost. There was a concern about food safety, despite how incredible my food looked, right? So the College of Science left a greenhouse vacant when they moved to the new greenhouse that they built. And so they hired me to start the greenhouse program. We decided to use hydroponics in the greenhouse to allow us to serve the produce in the dining halls. So if you're not familiar, hydroponics is a method of growing food with no soil. It's just with water. So you can see that the water is pumped through the pipes and goes through the tubes into each channel. The water runs down an incline past each plant. So here's our romaine happily growing in the greenhouse. A great thing about hydroponics is that it's automatic. It requires 90% less water on average. You can see here is our fertroller on the left, which can automatically controls the fertilizer and the pH. You can see our tank there, and the water has to be emptied every 2 or 3 weeks or so. But during those 2 to 3 weeks, it does get recycled and reused. And this way, it keeps the fertilizer from going to the streams and causing pollution such as eutrophication, which is a huge deal in the local Chesapeake Bay watershed. Another great benefit of hydroponics is that there's no weeding. We spend a lot of time weeding in the garden since we don't rely on herbicides. And so in the greenhouse, it saves us a lot of time not having to do that. There's also no digging. You can see here are the NFT or nutrient film technique channels where there's only about an inch of space for the roots to grow, and the water runs on a thin film at the bottom. So the roots can still get plenty of air as well as water, and the nutrients and the pH are controlled. So on average, we're getting about 3 to 5 times faster growth than outside. Also, we're able to grow year-round because the greenhouse is heated and cooled. So you can see here we're able to harvest easily and often. We do prune the basil every week, and then it grows back within 7 days. So we're able to harvest them for several months every week. The channels just pull out, and they go back in, so it's a greater use of space. Usually when you grow outside, you have to have walkways in between every row. Here, they're squeezed in next to each other, and then we're able to pull them out. We're also able to harvest at waist height. You don't have to bend down. There's no digging or shoveling. There's no mulching, so it's very attractive to students. So a huge part of our program relies on volunteers. We get a lot of involvement. Students who are required to do class assignments, we call it service learning. They come and volunteer for credit as well as through the internship programs that we have. This is one of my favorite photos where we get about 10 volunteers to help us with the harvest every Tuesday. Another great thing about hydroponics is that you can grow a lot of food in a little space. So on the left here, we have the Bright Agrotech Zip Grow vertical towers. And we just added those with some more grant money that we received. On the right here, we have Crop King's microgreen rack systems. So microgreen racks also use the NFT. I'm currently doing my master's research study on microgreens. We grow on burlap. So you can see the greens growing on the racks there, and there are shelves that are stacked. And so you're able to save a lot of space this way. On burlap, we're able to harvest very quick. We can just pick up the whole burlap and hang it. And then we have shears that have blades that run very fast, and you basically shave the greens off the burlap, and they fall into the bin. So it's very fast compared to growing in soil, and microgreens are very dense in nutrients, and they grow in about 2 or 3 weeks, and we're able to sell them for a much higher price than the lettuce and full-grown herbs. So it saves us a lot of money and a lot of time. One of my next topics I want to talk about, we have another site on George Mason campus called the Innovation Food Forest. It was started in 2013, and it was designed using permaculture. And so it really helps to educate students not only about the indoor greenhouse vertical hydroponic systems, but also how to grow in soil sustainably. So permaculture was a term coined by Bill Mollison in 1980. It represents permanent agriculture in one word. And here's an image how it shows how you have multiple different parts that kind of go into one system, and it's attempting to use how nature works in a natural forest to grow as much food as possible. So we have the food forest as our permaculture site. So students can come and volunteer at the greenhouse and the food forest to learn about these methods of growing sustainably in urban environments. So here we're using all perennial plants. You plant them once and they're able to grow back every year. There's plenty of food, and the basis for this site is that anybody can walk through and harvest an herb or fruit and eat it right then and there and have that experience of eating fresh food. A lot of students have never picked and eaten fresh food before, so this can be life-changing. It was for me, absolutely, when I was a student discovering agriculture. We also teach the permaculture design certification course in past years. We don't have staff to do it now. There are local programs doing it as well. But you can come and volunteer and learn permaculture hands-on. My favorite permaculture quote is that the problem is the solution. So usually if you have, let's say, water is pooling in your yard and the grass is dying because it's flooding, well, really, that is a source of water. So you could, if you can create a channel or a berm and swale system with a bump and a hole where the water can actually collect and soak into the ground where you want it to, you can actually direct the resources to be used rather than being a problem. It is challenging, though, because it is site-specific. So we do teach how to observe where the nature's resources are moving and how to best utilize them to grow food sustainably. Comfrey is kind of the logo of permaculture. It's a plant that adds nutrients to the soil on its own, helps to break up the clay that we have in Virginia, and it's around our fruit trees, creating kind of a guild. So you put plants together that will work well together. The comfrey actually helps to fertilize the trees without us having to buy and add fertilizer. We also have composting systems on campus. My favorite is the indoor worm bin system we have in the greenhouse. You don't need a yard to compost. So we teach this hands-on on campus. So we also have outdoor compost where students and people in the community can come and actually compost their own waste from their house on campus. So we really teach urban agriculture hands-on. You don't have to be a student to come and volunteer, and you can actually learn how to sow seeds and transplant and harvest hands-on, and it's totally free. And that is our main goal for the greenhouse. The dining services give us the money for the food, and we're able to use that money to buy supplies, and we're able to focus on education. So anyone can come volunteer and learn. This is my email and some of our websites. If you're in the area, I would love for you to come check it out. We also do group tours. We accept all ages. So thank you so much for listening.